here it is, folks. MSN. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments to Congress. That is a crime. Here's another one. New York Post. Fauci admits modest. Oh, now. He said absolutely wrong. Nothing ever happened. Rand Paul, you're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. No one ever did gain-of-function. It never went on ever. When he's in all the documents saying, I want gain-of-function, specifically ordering him to do it, and they wanted him to say, give us the orders because we don't want to go to jail. They wanted him to send him emails saying, okay, you want gain-of-function because the Chinese government says we can't do this here unless it's authorized by the NIH, the CDC. So Fauci had to give them letters to give the Chinese. So the Chinese are like, you're going to do this right here in this lab, and you're going to give it to us too. Okay, we want letters saying that. And then they went to the Pentagon in 2017 and said, just set up Trump, of course, we want to release COVID-19 in the open air in China. The Pentagon said, that will start a war. That will infect humans. No. So again, it's this corporate group trying to play China and the United States off against each other. The fact that Fauci lied to Congress, the fact that he did that, the fact that they cooked up COVID-19, that's very important. But the issue that the NIH is bringing this out shows you that they finally realized that there really is a depopulation agenda going on and that this really is the end of the world as we know it. They censored Congress. They censored the president. They censored you. They censored me. This is the biggest story ever that this came out. I mean, I've got the letter from the NIH director with them saying that he willfully and deliberately lied to Congress. And see, that's the thing about this, folks. When all this came out, because people leaked the information and brought it forward, the scientists have been concerned the whole time. Fauci got up on TV in 5 exchanges with Rand Paul and said, that is preposterous. I mean, to just breed a virus naturally and test it to see and isolate more infectious variants is super gain of function. It's horrible. But that's the bare minimum. He went light years into splicing viruses by the thousands of different types together. And again, viruses that are kill 80% of humans they come in contact with. He's now weaponized those so they get into humans out of pigs.
You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. If we don't have them long-term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle down. It's hard to relax. Well, let me tell you something right now. Down and Out is an incredibly strong, natural compound. It's got over 8 compounds in it that will give you deep, pure, clean sleep. And it's such a game changer. So with all the vitamins and minerals, the last big ingredient is Down and Out, available again at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And you know what? I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out, even though we've already sold out a half of it in just the last month. And we probably aren't going to have more for about 5 months.
Well, I've been watching and I've been waiting, knowing this time was coming. And now I'm going into full launch mode. And the globalists are scared. They're scared of me. They're scared of you. Scared of human potential. Scared of us getting aligned with the big guy and coming in for the next launch. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an InfoWars headline. This is not a Zero Hedge headline. It's not a Tucker Carlson headline. It's not a Joe Rogan headline. It is Associated Press, MSNBC, MSM. They're having to admit it all. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Here's the headlines. This is from MSM.com. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. He didn't just lie about it. He lied in front of everybody's face. He lied over and over again. he had a whole bunch of conferences called in favor of gain and function and why gain of function safe, and then funded the specific COVID-19 virus under another name, and we've got the genetic scan of it, it's the same virus. And then proposed releasing it in the open air of China, and the Pentagon said, are you insane? Well, yeah, they were going to set the U.S. up and the Chinese up into a war, we now know. That was phase two, though. Phase one was to shut down the West and empower China if China played ball. But China's not playing ball and didn't come and agree with the whole conspiracy. And so then the globalists started blaming China for it. A lot of us looked at that and said it was certainly a possibility. But now we have all the documents from the NIH, from the FDA, from Peter Daszak's organization. And we know exactly what they did and how they did it. Bill Gates was in charge of it, and that's why you've seen Bill Gates not out in public a lot lately, because they've told him he better shut his mouth, because this plan did not go as well as they thought. The problem is they're still going to double down, and we better have a discussion about that, because this is not about celebrating that we were proven completely right again. You know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction? Let's not start celebrating until we've got all this taken care of. Then we can do all that later. But just take a deep breath right now and realize the historical moment we're all in. Look at these headlines. And I've got the NIH letter. Of course, the NIH directed all this through Peter Daszak's organization so that they would have, again, more go-betweens with illegal activity. And then they had Daszak's organization and his operatives go into the Canadian facility. And when it came out that they'd transferred viruses much more deadly than COVID-19 that kill 80% of humans they come in contact with if you actually inhale it, they then, oh my God, the Peter Daszak group and connected to the Chinese, they stole it out of the Canadian lab. No, Trudeau was letting them build it up there. So the wheels have come off. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. The canary is singing. Like a bird, and the canaries died in the coal mine. I mean, you can use any analogy or parable or oxymoronic thing you want, but at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. Because it is oxymoronic for them to sit there and try to tell us that they weren't doing this. But that's the chutzpah, that's the bravado, that's the hubris of these people. They've been in power so long, and Fauci was over the HIV release and then over poisoning millions of people to death with the AZT. There's even, you know, award-winning movies about it. Dallas Buyers Club, and I was a young kid when that was going on in Dallas and read about it in the newspaper. My dad even knew doctors that were prescribing people the drugs so they wouldn't die to get around the FDA trying to murder them. So this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And just because you don't like to kill people doesn't mean Fauci doesn't love it. I mean, Fauci is a baby Mengele. But on the scale of killing, he surpassed Mengele worldwide. So Fauci needs to be arrested, and he needs to be brought up on crimes against humanity. And that's a very good chance it's going to happen. It has to happen. They've gone way too far. But instead, they're trying to indict Bolsonaro in Brazil, who was right about this the whole time and exposed it and told people to get up on their vitamins and minerals. And they saw the death rate go down massively in Brazil. And so they're trying to arrest him now for what they should be arrested for, because Big Pharma runs their country as well. So it's all coming out. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Harvard, Yale, all these big institutions, University of Texas, involved in weaponizing these viruses. And good U.S. scientists, nonpartisan people, liberals and conservatives, they didn't see it as a political issue, came out in 2004 through 2014 and completely bitched and complained about these level 4 bioweapons labs, part of the BioShield program going on all over the country that Bush got passed in 2004, and saying this is going to get out and kill people, this is illegal. So they just moved it to China so they'd have plausible deniability to blame China. And I'm not saying Xi Jinping might not have been involved. We just don't have evidence of that. That damn lab was a UN globalist operation that did have the Chinese military monitoring it and demanding they be given copies of everything. And so, yeah, that's treason on top of treason right there. And they may have been the ones that released it. But who stands to gain? Who cooked this up? Who's done it before? Fauci, the Rockefeller Combine, the UN, Bill Gates. They're the top of the pyramid, not Xi Jinping. And Xi Jinping says, we're going to have three children. We're going to put homosexuals in prison. Men are going to be manly. Our astronauts are all men. We're going to take the world over. We're going to imitate 1950s America. They know what's powerful, what's strong, what works. I'm not saying put homosexuals in prison. I'm just saying they're going the super extreme route of the other side of the equation while China funds propaganda here to break down our entire society. So here it is, folks. MSN. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments to Congress. That is a crime. Here's another one. New York Post. Fauci admits modest. Oh, now, he said absolutely wrong. Nothing ever happened. Rand Paul, you're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. No one ever did gain-of-function. It never went on ever. When he's in all the documents saying, I want gain-of-function, specifically ordering him to do it, and they wanted him to say, give us the orders because we don't want to go to jail. They wanted him to send him emails saying, okay, you want gain of function because the Chinese government says we can't do this here unless it's authorized by the NIH, the CDC. So Fauci had to give them letters to give the Chinese. So the Chinese are like, you're going to do this right here in this lab and you're going to give it to us too. Okay, we want letters saying that. And then they went to the Pentagon in 2017 and said, just set up Trump, of course, we want to release COVID-19 in the open air in China. The Pentagon said that will start a war. That will infect humans. No. So again, it's this corporate group trying to play China and the United States off against each other. And there's double agents in both combines. That's how this works. So NIH admits Fauci lying about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. Fauci admits modest NIH funding of Wuhan lab, but denies gain-of-function. So he's still trying to spin it. And then we've got this really well-written article out of Zero Hedge. NIH admits funding gain-of-function COVID experiments, gives EcoHealth 5 days report data. And that's the big news we'll cover when we come back. What's really going on? What's the rest of the story? Here's a Zero Hedge article. Here's another Gateway Pundit. We've got more articles on InfoWars. NIH today corrects false statements by directors Collins and Fauci. The NIH did fund gain of research in Wuhan. Fauci lied under oath. There's Breitbart, NIH contradicts Fauci, admits funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan lab. So, InfoWars, we first reported this with Dr. Francis Boyle in early February of 2020. Alex Jones is right again and first again. Right and first again. All glory goes to creator of the universe. Let's talk about this right now and how big a moment this is in human history. And really where we are and what we're facing as a society and as a species. I could sit here for the next 3 hours and just talk about the NIH letter and how the top scientists there, and including the new head of the NIH, understand they're all going to go to prison if they join with Fauci and continue to lie and say that they weren't running billions and billions and billions of dollars. In fact, next segment, I have a clip where a top researcher, PhD, covers the documents where over $190 billion has been spent by Fauci in the last 40 years that he directs to develop weaponized viruses. So next segment, I'll actually play you a clip on that. And that's important. $190+ billion. That's on record. But the fact that Fauci lied to Congress, the fact that he did that, the fact that they cooked up COVID-19, that's very important. But the issue that the NIH is bringing this out shows you that they finally realized that there really is a depopulation agenda going on and that this really is the end of the world as we know it. Because I know a lot of the people that work at the highest levels of government and a lot of people that have been at the very tops of these systems. And most of them just buy the cover story. Most of them really think they're doing good work. But now this evil is so out in the open. And the fact that the vaccine isn't a vaccine is killing so many people. And the fact that the majority of the sick and dying worldwide, and that's now come out in mainstream news, is from the shot. They had thought that everybody would Stockholm syndrome and go along with this. And a lot of folks have. But other people are actually going from being asleep or in denial to waking up. So, yes, the sleeping giant is awakening. And the sleeping giant doesn't need to tear its own face off because it's angry. It needs to focus on who's in charge of the New World Order and then legally and lawfully dismantle them. But first, you've got to expose them and identify them. And we're very close to that. Evil always gets arrogant and makes a big move to kill the majority of the people. It's what it does. It's spirit. And it usually takes good people a while to realize that's happening. But once good wakes up, then very quickly the tables turn. Now, here's the problem. Because we can talk all day about how he did it and how they cooked it up and how they released it. But that's old news here. We're not here to give you today's news today. We give you next year's news today. Because that's what's going to save us. Is understanding and fourth and fifth dimensional thinking and sixth dimensional thinking and historical perspectives and real wisdom. And the will to face the truth. And the will to have courage to go forward with what you have to do, because in the end, it's the only hope you've got. The courage to face the facts. This coming out is so seismic and so dangerous that myself and most of the very intelligent people I talk to, including some of the most powerful people in the world who claim they're not with the New World Order, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm just going to stop right there. But I think people can probably put two and two together and guess, what is Alex talking about? But there are some of the, if not the richest people on paper in the world that are signaling everywhere they're not with this. And who've told me they're not with this. And just recently. And then I've seen what came out of it. I've been told a year ago, we're going to do this. We're really with you. We're with humanity. And I've started to see those people that told me that all do what they said they do. And I told you in the case of Rogan about it, because he didn't mind me saying that, even though they came after him a lot. And there was a lot of news articles about it, about how Rogan's going to take on the censors. Rogan's going to destroy him. And then later Rogan's like, well, I didn't quite say it that way. And later he's like, Jones, damn it. And I said, you didn't say that was off record. I'm sorry. But it's above Rogan now. And there's not much higher to go, right, when it comes to people that are on our side. So what you've got to understand here is the smart money is on a war with China. And I don't want a war, but we're looking at a giant war in February right now. Currently, that's the projections with the top people on the earth who claim they're not with the New World Order Combine. Is war in February. And this is the type of time, like right before World War One, right before World War II, when everything kicks off. And I hope that doesn't happen. But currently, that is the trajectory we're on. And there is a consensus on that. And a large consensus. I don't mean a consensus with people that just live here in Austin, the new main power hub of the country. I'm talking about all over the world we have contacts. And General Flynn thinks war with China is imminent. He was raising the alarm 10 years ago on that, and that's why they got mad at him. So all the smart people I talk to say the same thing I'm seeing. And so we can sit here and talk about, oh, yeah, Fauci's a criminal, Fauci's going to jail. And the fact that they put this letter out and said, give us all your documents, you have 5 days. I mean, you know that the FBI is all over this, but the FBI is controlled by the Democratic Party and the globalists. But they also know that their own people now understand that they've been part of a eugenics depopulation operation. And so even people's husbands and wives, as I told you yesterday, at the highest levels of the Democratic Party, highest levels of the national news, people's families are saying, we're not going to be part of this with you. Remember Bill Gates' wife said, oh, we're not developing plans but microchips. And people, I asked Bill and he said no. He smiles at her and looks really weird. And the word is she didn't even know about all this stuff, a lot of it. So this is all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And the whole secret life of Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and all that's coming out. And yes, military.com says World War III has already begun. Yeah, it's insane. And they've already got us all in our mask and already got us in our hazmat with the COVID drill, which is a real weapon, but weak compared to what they've got. And now they're letting us know, oh, Fauci's got stuff that kills 80% of humans. And that's where everybody kisses his ass and is scared of him because he's Dr. Death, man. He pulls back that black cape and the plague comes out. So knowing who the different factions are is key. And knowing what the next moves are going to be is key. And getting ready for it is paramount. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right. So thank you for joining us. The Fauci news is the biggest thing in the last 21 months of this hell we've reported. When it comes to the bioweapons, how they cooked them up, how they released them, and then it's the heart of the whole takeover with the Davos group that directed it, that you know came up with a plan, Fauci that implemented it, with their world ID, with their cashless society, with their medical IDs. I mean, the entire architecture of the world government corporate takeover, Operation Lockstep, is tied to this. And the fact that it's come out, that they lied to Congress, they created the weapon, they obviously released it on purpose. Look at all the timing. They suppressed treatments. They gave us drugs that killed 56% of the folks that took it, Remdesivir. They censored Congress. They censored the president. They censored you. They censored me. This is the biggest story ever that this came out. I mean, I've got the letter from the NIH director with them saying that he willfully and deliberately lied to Congress. And see, that's the thing about this, folks. When all this came out, because people leaked the information and brought it forward, the scientists have been concerned the whole time, Fauci got up on TV in 5 exchanges with Rand Paul and said, that is preposterous. I never did any such thing, and no one did, and you are stupid. I am smart. You are stupid. And then we've got all the videos of him going, thank you for joining us at this 9th annual Gain of Function conference. I believe in gain of function. We are the leaders in developing gain of function technology to study it and stop future disasters. Oh, you mean combining 5 viruses that would never show up naturally? So now he's like, well, we did a modest one. You know, modest. Well, you released a super fancy one. I mean, to just breed a virus naturally and test it to see and isolate more infectious variants is super gain of function. It's horrible. But that's the bare minimum. He went light years into splicing viruses by the thousands of different types together. And again, viruses that are kill 80% of humans they come in contact with, he's now weaponized those so they get into humans out of pigs. That's the jump out of bats and then into pigs. We covered that on Monday and on Tuesday because that's now coming out. And so this guy's cooking up stuff. Let me explain that if it gets out, we'll collapse civilization. And then there's 600 plus nuclear reactors. Most of those will break down because no one will be there to take care of them. They're going to blow up and it'll be like a giant nuclear war because one big reactor blowing up is worse than 100 hydrogen bombs going off over your country. Because hydrogen bombs dissipate most of the radiation. They detonate up in the sky. They flash down. When radioactive material is next to other things, it spins off horrible things. Like Chernobyl. This would be, if all the reactors went up, they say like 20,000 times worse than Chernobyl. Chernobyl just had a partial blow up and you saw how nice that was. So we're talking about the end of life on the surface of the earth for thousands of years as we know it. Okay. So that's what these maniacs have done. So I want to explain to all you that like the movies where the virus gets released by the elite to depopulate and people all agree, well, there are too many humans. Do you understand you're going to be dead too? You understand that, right? You understand we're like 1 second from this. Bill Gates and Fauci must be arrested now. Klaus Schwab must be arrested now. They must be convicted and they must be publicly hung. They are Nazis. They are communists 2.0. They are going to kill everybody. We cannot let them be walking around. Now, let me explain. They want me dead. They want me destroyed because I'm calling out these people. I'm going to be dead anyways if we don't stop these people. So, this is so seismic This is so massive. Now, I don't want any harm by individual citizens to go after Bill Gates or Peter Daszak or Klaus Schwab or any of these people. That will turn them into victims, and that is horrible. Do not do it. Do not do that. Continue to destroy them politically. Continue to attack them with the truth. And I've been on air every day for months saying, if people in these companies and these corporations and these government institutions don't go public soon, you and your whole family are going to be killed by these globalists that have built all these underground bunkers. We got to stop them. And I've said that to Rand Paul. I've said that to everybody on the record, off the record. I've talked to a bunch of them and they know this, and you're starting to see them get that good. Here's the problem. We have now reached the Rubicon point here, or the point of no return, the event horizon, where do you just think the New World Order and the people behind Fauci and Gates, do you think they're going to stop now that their whole plan's exposed and now they're in so much trouble? No, they're not. They're going to pull a huge war, another bioweapon release, much worse, false flags. I mean, everything's on the table. Unless they're given a armistice like Napoleon Bonaparte, and unless they're allowed to go into exile. And I don't want vengeance. I don't want blood. I don't want George Soros, you know, in Nuremberg too, because folks, they can still kill us. They got a gun to our head. I'm telling them, just put the gun down. Just walk away. Just walk away and we'll spare your lives. Just please don't kill us. Okay, but you're never going to get away with doing this now, and you're not going to be safe in your bunkers if you pull this on us. So don't kill my family. We won't hurt yours. Okay? Okay? Let's just stop. It's like a Mexican standoff. Let's just, all of us, just put our guns down right here. That's nice. And let's just stop this right now. Right now. Let's stop this right now. Because this is a bioweapon war directed by major corporations to bring in world government and all their greedy, crazy crap and their world ID and all this stuff. And it's prophesied it's going to happen sometime in the future. I'd like it not to happen maybe in my lifetime, maybe now. Because if you study this algorithm, this thing tries this over and over again. You know what I mean, there's books written about it 2,000 years ago for a reason. This is what this thing does. And so all I'm saying is that we're at a stalemate. The globalists can't get away with this. The globalists can still kill us. And I don't want a civil war. I don't want to put on a general's outfit. I don't want to see bombs going off. And I'm not going to get in a general's outfit. What I'm saying is I don't have any desire for this. I have a desire for peace and justice. And I am just going to try as best I can to stop this madness. This is much more dangerous than the Korean War, much worse than the Cold War, much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is the most dangerous time in human history. No one denies that. No one debates that. And what does it mean for the globalists, to, at least this crop, to stop what they're doing? Obviously, they're going to go slink around and try to re-coordinate and come back again later. The point is that we need to get out of this situation with them now. And I'm telling you, what I'm bringing up is the best course. And it probably isn't going to be followed because everybody has this bloodlust to have a giant cataclysm and a giant destructive process take place. And our country's run by seriously demonic individuals that have men dressed up like women in admiral outfits. So, but this is nevertheless the course that I believe we should all be trying to take. Now, I didn't get to the clip I said I'll get to it next segment, but you understand that this giant piece of news is only one part of this. When we come back, I will give you the rest of the story, and I will play the clips as well. There, I have a whole stack of mainstream science and governments admitting, and this is why the globalists are in so much trouble. And this is what finally allowed them to go after Fauci and the heart of this. Because you don't fight that the virus, you know, is not, you're not protected with the vaccine, all the rest of this. You fight that, you're fighting a losing battle because it's too complex for the general public to understand. But it comes out, they cooked it up and released it, the whole thing goes away. But that said, you've got to now reverse what's happening with the injections, and you've got to then tell people the mitigating factors that can heal them of what's been done. And there are processes coming out that can help people that have been injected if they get these treatments soon. Okay, so we just need to put this war back in the box. Let's go ahead and lay this out. Here is Dr. David Martin, PhD, major top investor. He's an MSNBC frequent host over the years. Knows what he's talking about. And here he is going back and doing an analysis of how much money Fauci has gotten in his career to weaponize viruses. And then to have him, it's like saying, it'd be like Michael Jordan testifying to Congress. And they said, Michael Jordan, you played basketball? He goes, nope, never played it once, hate it. Well, aren't you like a 7-8-time champion or something, like the NBA? Nope. What's the NBA? Well, we have thousands of hours of footage of you being the greatest basketball player of all time. And he just goes, I've never heard of that. What is basketball? Now, Mr. Jordan, you are testifying to Congress under oath that you do not know what basketball is. You never played basketball. I'm warning you. This is not a joke. You're under oath. This is a felony. 7 years in prison, every lie you tell. Michael Jordan, I don't know what basketball is. Okay? Well, Mr. Jordan, do you have amnesia? Let us show you footage of a slam dunk you did. Michael Jordan says, I can't see. I can't see what you're doing. You're now blind. You can't see. That's Fauci on gain of function. He's the OG. He's the pimp daddy. He's everything. He's the guy for 45 years, 44 years. So here it is. 190-something billion. Here it is.
I want this number to stick in your head because this number, unfortunately, was cut out of the movie. It's been cut out of a lot of things. So you're not going to have to cut it out of your brain because I'm going to give it to you right now. Anthony Fauci has spent, listen to this number, $191 billion, not $3.7 million, not $30 million, $191 billion of audited funds for the bioweaponization of viruses against humanity. And it's your money that has been spent, $191 billion. And do you think you can get any agency or oversight body or any politician to even take that investigation on, despite the fact that we have every grant recipient, every person, their address, their phone number, their laboratory? We literally have the entirety of where that money went, and not a single investigation agency in this country is willing to look. This is a bioweapons program designed to kill us. That's what it is. And it's not just designed to kill us. It's designed to kill massive numbers of the population. We do not have a virus. We have a biological weapon.
Well said. Dr. David Martin is amazing. I had him scheduled for the show one day. He had a family emergency. He had to leave. And he thinks that I dissed him on purpose, so won't come on. That's not that, but whatever. I'd love to get him on sometime. And I've already apologized 5 times, so I'm done talking about it. But he is dead on. I've done my own research. I've checked everything he said, and he said this like a year ago. It's all come out. We have all the documents, thousands of pages of it. It is on the record, ladies and gentlemen, that this unfolded. And now we move on from that. Now we move on from that because I want to hit this huge piece of news that ties into all of this. The fact that the bioweapon isn't just the original virus that was still pretty hard for most people to catch, but if you were run down or had problems, it was a very, very serious attack on your lungs and other parts of the body. But with whatever's been going around since then, that a lot of studies and tests doesn't show up as COVID-19, but acts just like it, but worse, we know it's from variants, from simulant prion sprays that are being put out against red state areas. That's even come out. But now from Singapore to Israel, from the UK to the United States, we can run this on the screen for TV viewers. We have the Johns Hopkins numbers from 3 weeks ago, which now the British government's released numbers confirming those, that in the UK, 80%+ of the deaths of COVID are from the, quote, COVID vaccinated. And that's not counting people that, again, die in the first 14 days after, quote, inoculation. So it's way higher than that. 80%+ in the UK. So here's some of the headlines backing this up. 82% of vaccinated Singapore records highest daily coronavirus cases yet, including deaths and illnesses. Doesn't, quote, make it less severe. That's not how immunity works. Tucker Carlson asked the question last night. We'll play that in a moment. Countries are seeing unusually high other different types of deaths. That sounds like COVID, looks like COVID, but they're saying isn't COVID, and it's in the vaccinated. So countries are seeing unusually high of all different types of deaths not related to COVID. And here, if you want to find the article and see the link to John Hopkins and see the link to scientists and doctors analyzing the data, it's in an article written weeks ago and in special reports we did. John Hopkins data proves COVID shots causing majority of illness and death. That's from October 10th. And now that's hitting mainstream news all over the place. So this is life and death information. Here's another one. Adon Salazar last week. Alarming. Double vax contracted COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated. UK data shows. And they're dying at a higher rate. Now that isn't just Adon Salazar saying that. He links to the British government's own COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report, and then it's got all these medical doctors and scientists breaking it down like Mercola and others below it. So you can send this to anybody in your friends or family or neighbors. It'll wake them up. Here's some more. Gibraltar, Iceland, see massive COVID spike despite over 90% of population vaccinated. Sydney, Australia, all new COVID hospitalizations involve vaccinated individuals except one. That's WSAU.com. That's the national government admitting that in press conferences. Major government report proves COVID vaccines are bioweapons. Another great video from yesterday, Greg Reese, with the latest numbers proving it all. You want to go see that? That's at band.video in the Greg Reese section. Now here's a huge one out of the Daily Star. Double jab Brits with worst allergy, that means disease ever, could actually have COVID without realizing it. And they're finding again that they're twice as likely to die or be in the hospital. It's both the same number. There it is. You can read all about it for yourself. And they're calling it the super cold. Well, it's called antibody dependency enhancement, ADE. UK HSS looks into super cold amid rise in people dying from it. Why vaccinated people are dying from COVID-19 doesn't mean the vaccines aren't effective, says CNN. They go on to say they're extraordinarily effective. Yeah, what, 3% now? And then this huge article. Defense Department pulls a bait and switch on vaccines. We reported this back when it happened a few months ago with Robert Barnes reading the sub, but at least it's in the mainstream news now. You can pull up these articles where people are going, wait a minute. They said it's a fully authorized by the FDA, and that's why they approved it, but it was never fully authorized. And the FDA pulled a fast one and says it's authorized if it gets approval in 2026, and I showed you the FDA website yesterday on screen. I mean, you think of the magnitude of these lies. The only thing bigger is saying that Fauci never was involved in gain of function and no one he knew was. All right, that's just some of what we've got coming up. I'm going to hit this tyranny and how we get out of this and how we expose it and how we don't need a civil war over this, just killing each other. We need to blame the globalists and see how knowing that the vaccine is deadly is meant to make us not go to work or be fired so society collapses. So we need to get people to be aware of that, still not go to work, but get the general public to understand why the globalists did this and why they'd want to wreck the economy. Because a lot of people say, God, the virus must be deadly if the corporations love us so much that they want us to take all these shots or we can't go to work. No, they've been ordered to by the big banks that own them to implode the economy so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And speaking of that, I got all the globalists after us more than ever because they want to take us off air. But your funding is what allows us to stay on air and expand what we're doing and not be shut down. We're either going to get bigger or we're going to get shut down. So I need to get bigger right now, and I got products you need. So get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get your storable foods while you still can with a ready to ship it to you before the supply chain completely breaks down at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. And back in stock, DNA Force Plus, 40% off, the best thing you can do for your immune system, 40% off. That's going to end in a couple days. Turmeric, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, bodies back in stock, 40% off, and a limited supply back in, Brain Force Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com, Brain Force Ultra.
God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that we need to live. But God also, through particularly plants, through the botanicals, gave us things that make our lives not just possible, but even better. That's where the term pharmacy comes from, is pharmakia. were basically the knowledge and use of plants. In the old days, they called them witch doctors. Well, it's not witch doctoring now. It's not a guessing game and seeing what works just from observation. It's scientific evidence. And when it comes down to X2, I can talk about all the great products we've got all day, but this is deep earth crystal iodine. Most iodine is bound to other compounds, so you don't get full absorption into the cells. This is pure atomic iodine. Pure. That's why it turns blue on a piece of paper when you add water to it, because it has a chemical conversion. And then, of course, we've got down and out 8 different natural organic compounds that give you deep, restful sleep. It's got a big dose of melatonin, a big dose of valerian root, and it just goes on from there. It's extremely strong. People say, well, is it in competition with Knockout? No, Knockout's great. It's got some of the same things, some different things. It's not as strong. This is conservatively dose for dose, and it's a liquid, not a powder pill, twice as strong. And then, of course, we've got DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELEV ATP, organic reishi astragalus root extract, and so much more. This is known to regrow nerves, and it's also known to make your telomeres last longer and clean out the mitochondria at the cellular level inside the engines of the cells. So all three of these products are in stock right now. 40% off DNA Force, 50% off Down and Out, and because we got a good shipment of that. And for 1 week only, because it's close to selling out again, Survival Shield X2. That's the new big sale. It's only running until the middle of October, so you got about a week to take advantage of it.
Regardless if you're getting X2 or X3, you need iodine. Get it in.
Yes.
It has literally changed my life. I could not thank Alex anymore for providing this product. It has opened my brain in a way that I never thought anything could ever do. And it is, it's, since I started taking it, it's like dot, dot, dot. I can't ignore the things that I see. That it's just, it's fire. It's fire. So thank you, Miss Lee. Thank you, InfoWars, and all the staff for everything you do.
Thank you, JD. And thank you, listeners and JD, for supporting InfoWars and going to the InfoWars store. And actually, you are benefiting, like JD said, that he is benefiting from this. Stock up on what you need right now. We don't know other ways that they're going to try and attack us with things. So we might be trying to protect ourselves and staying away from the vaccine shedders. But we are going to want to build up our own immunity, and we can do that with all of these great products on InfoWars. Get them before they're gone.